This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about the National Football League and intellectual property. The San Francisco 49ers will be playing in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, in no small part because of the talents of their young quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. If you've seen him play, you've also likely seen him score and then pantomime kissing his flexed right bicep. Well, it turns out the 25-year-old Kaepernick calls this move Kaepernicking, and I am sadly not making this up. He has applied to trademark it. Marketplace's Jim Burris has that story.
First, there was Tebowing, then Lensanity, now Kaepernicking.
Kaepernick dropping deep, throws to the end zone, caught, touchdown!
Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin trademarked their respective terms, but it's not clear how much they've made off them, nor how much Kaepernick stands to make. Daniel Durbin teaches sports and culture at the University of Southern California. He questions the timing of the trademark move. He says Kaepernick should be focused on the big game.
This quarterback is focused on trying to copyright an action of self-love.
Durbin says the danger for Kaepernick is sports stars and their brands often fade quickly. Who even says Linsanity anymore? But Laura Heyman says a trademark is sometimes less about protecting a brand and more about protecting the person behind it. She teaches law at William & Mary.
If anybody's going to be able to make money from merchandise that involves that mark, it should be the athlete himself or herself.
My question, why pigeonhole these trademarks to sports figures? Why not public radio? If so, this story just got burrised. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.